This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ala Muhammad ya Rabbi salli alayhi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ya Rabbi salli alayhi wa sallim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa ala alihi sallallahu ala alihi. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'di wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa habibana wa shafi'ana wa sanadina wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du, rabbi shrah لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. ما شاء الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الله تعالى gathered us for this beautiful day. Can we imagine how wonderful it is the sun has raised and rise this morning and show us its beautiful rays? Alhamdulillah, we feel the heat and the warmth, and shukr Allah for that. For there are some of them who woke up this morning and they could not breathe and they closed their eyes and they will meet their Lord Allah Ta'ala. How did they meet their Lord Allah Ta'ala? We hope it was with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last words that exited their mouths. For indeed, this is the only way that we can be successful. This is the first step into success, that we close our eyes with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the best day that the sun has rised upon. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, the best day of the week to a believer is Friday. And Friday is what? It's Eid of a believer. So mashallah, Mubarak on Eid. Eid Jumu'ah Mubarak to everyone, mashallah. May we all have a beautiful and stunning Jumu'ah and an accepted one, inshallah. Today we speak about a very important message, and it's the message of the sanctity of life. Today, what is life? Life is cheap, talk is cheap, everything becomes cheap nowadays. But to live is very expensive. Life is precious and cheap. Why? Because we can take it as we wish. Because we feel that we are powerful. We feel that we are in control. And Allah gives us the rope, and Allah gives us the rope. And why is Allah giving the rope? For us to hang ourselves. Those who think that they are powerful forgot that the most powerful is the one who created them. And the most powerful is the one that they will have to return to. And Allah Ta'ala gives a fair and strict warning to the people who's going to return to Allah Ta'ala. What does Allah say? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That fear the day that you are going to return to me, Allah. Who is going to be able to stand there and boastfully say, Ya Allah, yes, I did that. Yes, I thought that I was powerful. And I'm still powerful. Who will be able to stand in front of Jannah? Fi'ula, the creator of everything known and unknown to us. Are we going to be able to show our kibr, our arrogance on that day? Like Qarun and Haman and Fir'aun. The one that mentioned when it said that my Lord gives life and death. He was so arrogant that he said, is that all? Let me show you how I have that quality of giving life and death. And what did he do? He said that, bring two of the gods, bring them in my presence. And the one thing that he did was, he said, take the sword and strike off his head. And they did that and he said, you see there, I gave death. And then he said, this one, I allow you to live, you can go. What did he say? Can you see what I've done? I've given life. Allahu Akbar. And who did he stand in front of? Khalilullah. The wise Ibrahim. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, well, if you could do that, my Lord Allah is the one who makes the sun rise and rises in the east and set in the west. So let me see you doing the sun today rise in the west and it will set in the east. And he could not do that. He could not do that. And he became very upset and angry. And we all know what they thought was their power again. They wanted to show their power. And what did he do? You will be burned in the fire. And the fire was burnt for days, and a huge fire, and everybody was gathered. Why? Because we're going to destroy the friend of Allah now. And what happened? Allah Ta'ala gave such a wonderful instruction in the Quran that we love this verse. What is the verse? Qul, Ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Can you imagine when they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam after, you know, this whole debacle, hey, what, this guy didn't burn? Yeah, he's walking out of the fire. This is like, subhanAllah. They ask him, how was your time spent in there? He said, it was the best time of my life. It was like Jannah for me, man. SubhanAllah, I was served. It was so likadi. Who can say that you're going to be thrown in a fire and this is going to happen to you? Who's got that qudra? Only Allah. And where's your qudra now? You wanted to, you know, execute a friend of Allah. And Allah proved to you that the asbab that counts for you is not the asbab for Allah. Allah is who? Musabbibul asbab. He's the creator of us asbab. Today we look at people, they have good jobs and they earn a lot. And then we say, mashallah, they achieved nothing. Allah is musabbibul asbab. Allah is the one who gave the asbab to him to achieve that. And those who receive little, doesn't mean that we look down on them. No, Allah is musabbibul asbab. Even though you have little or nothing to receive, Allah still allow you to breathe. Allah still allow all of their limbs to move. Allah allow them to see. Allah allow so many ni'am and favors. Allah still bestow upon that person that don't have. And today you have and tomorrow you might not have. But life is important, Jama'at Muslimin. This is one of the most important things in the Sharia. The preservation and the protection of life. And we see today that clearly there are some in this world that think absolutely nothing of life. And Allah Ta'ala gives us a beautiful verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, MashaAllah, where Allah Ta'ala mentions, this verse number 32, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala says that we decreed upon the children of Israel. Now this Israel is not the Israelis of today. These were people that were living. Some of them were those who believed in the oneness of Allah. And some of them were of those who went astray. But Allah mentions to them, right, those people who lived yesteryear, that whoever kills a soul, unless for a soul or for corruption done in the land, it is as if he had slain mankind entirely. He has killed the entire mankind. So taking a life without reason, and not your reason and my reason, with the reasons that Allah Ta'ala established, if it's anything besides that, that you violated the law of Allah, it means that if you take that life, then it is to Allah as if you took the life of the entire humanity. What does this mean? The importance, the mafhum mukhalif to the opposite understanding of this is that you should not kill. It is important that Allah spread the message to you. Unless there's a reason, because you are going to be dealt with, Allah said. You think you can kill my humanity? They don't even have the power to destroy 2 million Palestinians. Ajib. 2 million Palestinians exist since 76 years ago. Huh? Today you ask them, what is the number of Palestinians? What do they tell you? 2 million Palestinians. And uqsimu billah, you're going to ask them in 10 months time, how many Palestinians are you fighting? They're going to tell you 2 million Palestinians. And we're going to come 10 years from now. May Allah grant us victory today, inshallah. Ameen. But if it is to come 10 years and Allah allow you, if Allah wants to allow you, they will ask, how many Palestinians are there you fighting? They will say, 2 million Palestinians. Because Allah shows you, you a joke. You try to destroy what I don't want to be destroyed. I show you every day of your life. But look at yourself. Millions are depressed. They take medication that horses take to go sleep. That's a laughable matter. You're so serious. Horses take these type of medication that they take. Why? Because they can't close their eyes at night. It's a horror movie for them day and night. But you look at the Palestinians. They close their eyes and they lay either at the grave of a mother or a father or a child. And they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And they close their eyes and they sleep like babies. And they say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And Allah is sufficient for us. They say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We thank and praise Allah under every condition that we find ourselves. What do you think? Who do you think are the ones that are depressed? And that are scared? Yes, children are scared. But they know their destination. Those who are really scared, they know also what is waiting for them. That's why they can't close their eyes. They need to live. Because once you close your eyes, you're going to deal with true reality. The reality Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Come, you're going to be dealt with. Today I'm going to be just. Today I'll show you every life that you took. It will be taken by them towards you now. And there's no dying. It's not that they're going to take your life in retaliation, that you're going to be dead now. It's going to happen perpetually with you. You're going to burn in that hellfire. Allah says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You're not going to die in Jahannam. That pain is just going to be there all the time. We can't even take a prick of a thorn in this life. Then it pains. Let alone a match we strike and it burns in the... What do you call that coming out? A bubble? A blasty? A blister? A blister appears. We can't even handle the blister. That's how painful it is. And that is just a small little fire from a match here. What do we think that match fire here, we can equate to Jahannam? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Who wants to go to Jahannam? MashaAllah. Nobody raised their hands. But we want to follow their ways. مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. We want to imitate them and emulate them and we want to do what they say. Look at us today, we are like sheep. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became like sheep. They design a hairstyle, Allahu Akbar. The first people that will follow that hairstyle is Manchester United supporters. Yeah, mashallah, I want to look like that guy. You know, it's very difficult to support the Liverpool guys because to have that big curls of Mo Salah is very difficult to grow when it's hot. You know, so we rather choose the easy way out, man. Ronaldo, okay, Ronaldo's not there anymore, you know. I don't know who's there anymore. Allah knows best. I don't know who plays for Manchester. I stuff with a lot of people. There's the Manchester supporters. I can see you're not diehard supporters. Allah, astaghfirullah, I'm just joking. But the first people, like sheep, we follow. A brand name comes out now. Who's the first people to buy it? The Muslims, we support them. Look at what's the one now. There's a big thing about Adidas. Adidas or Adidas. SubhanAllah. People are now boycotting Adidas. Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. I was always a Nike fan, but Nike also we can't. You know, what must we wear now? North Star must come back. And excitement. And I wonder if the youngsters know about excitement. Jump techies. You can blow it up and you feel like you're flying. All those things we had in our time, but it was nice. They didn't support Israel. Alhamdulillah. But this is the things that you need to look at. Why? Because what are they doing? They are distracting us from our reality. And they are killing people. They are killing them. And they're trying to distract us in such manners and ways that we are like sheep. You know, they put us into our, what do you call it? Pens. And at the end of the day, they catch us nicely in our pens and we are the next targets and they're you gone as well. They wipe generations out. And they think that they are free from Allah's wrath. Allahu Akbar, listen to what Allah says. And this is for us. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever saves a life, whoever saves a life, it is as if you save the entire humanity. What are we doing to save our lives? I said on the radio this morning, It is pathetic for us as an ummah of 2 billion. Are we 2 billion? 2 billion Muslims. Plus minus 2 billion, if not more. That's what the stats say. Right? And they will always try to keep the stats like that. You know, you're very little. But I think we're much more than that. And that's what they fear. But they have to keep us 2 billion, because we lost 1.8, 1.9, 2 billion. They just keep us there. You're the minority, you're the minority. But in my heart, I think we're much more. And you can see how the world is going. Say, for instance, 2 billion. How is it possible that 2 billion Muslims cannot get a cup of water to a child starving and dying out of hunger in Gaza? What happened to the ummah? What happened to this ummah? What happened to this ummah that believed that if I die in the path of Allah, I'm a shaheed? We can't even talk about Palestine today. We're too scared. You know, I want to go to Makkah. But next money from me, baby, you said, La hawla, but yes, the Makkah too. And then can you love me after now? Because we take it was in Makkah. La ilaha illallah. Who take us to Makkah? Them? That's what they make you believe. We own the world. They say it. What do we say? It's an out times today. Who own the banks? It's an out times. Wallah, it's an out times. We say who? The Jew boys. They own nothing. We are Muslim. We believe what? Walillahi, to Allah belong mirath as-samawati wal-ard. He is the inheritor of everything that the earth, that is within the earth and within the heavens. How is it that a Muslim can say today that they own? They own nothing. As Allah has gifted to them, Allah can snatch it away from them. As Allah gift to us, remember, Allah can snatch away from us. And what can Allah snatch? Our best commodity and our most expensive gift that Allah has gifted us with is what? It's the gift of Iman. How can we look down upon our Iman? Iman is our strength. Iman is our power. Iman is what drives us. This is what Rasulullah instilled within the Sahaba. They were Quraysh, that were a great nation that nobody wanted to play with. Nobody. There was an Umar there. In the time of Jahiliyyah, there was a Hamza there. There was Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab there that were great personalities that people feared. They believed in Lat, Manat, Uzza, and Hubal. These things supposedly gave them power. What did the Rasul afford them with at the beginning of the stages of Islam? By teaching the Sahaba, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. Qul la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Qul la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. All connected to La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. 13 years in Mecca. 13 years. The only thing the Rasul focused on was what? The aqidah, the belief, the hearts and the minds of a believer. And once that happened, 313 meek men came onto a battlefield. Nothing they have. Nothing to lose, only their lives. No artillery. No shields and no swords and no horses. They had very little. Men and women. When I say women, women that were like men. Better than us men today. They stood on that battlefield and they saw the army with all the artillery and they saw the horses that they had and they saw their physiques and their bodies. But what did they say? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Allah, Allahu ma'ana, Allah is with us. They did not fear any of those people standing there, and they went forward. And history was made. How 313 meek men and women, they could stand in front of an army that was fully equipped. And how positive that army came and said, today we are wiping out Muhammad and all his followers. And to their surprise, what? We are not going to give up, as they had to put the tail between their legs and run away. We're going to come for Uhud. We're going to come 10,000 strong now. MashaAllah, 10,000 strong, artillery, everything. And now the Muslim army was not so small anymore. Now we come with 1,000. And to their surprise again, Allah, they got a beating of their life. Although some say it was equality, it was equal because, you know, we lost 70 because of a mistake that has happened with the archers that were supposed to stay put. No, that is Allah's plan. And then Khandaq came, and then what? Not one Muslim was harmed. Medina was saved because of a trench that was dug, and just by wind. Allah's Qudra again. No fighting, no artillery. All the heavy artillery you came with, walk back to your place there with all the heavy artillery in the heat of the sun and the desert sands, mashallah. Tail between the legs again. Wallahi, we'll see the tails between the legs of the oppressors again soon. We'll see it soon, inshallah ta'ala. This is Allah's sunnah. You, I will give rope, and I will give you rope, and I will give you rope. But the rope I'm giving you to hang yourself. You will hang yourselves. You are now proving to the world who you really are. You are the creators of social media. And now Allah use social media against you. Who do you think you're fooling? This is Allah we're talking about, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Our greatest gift is Iman. How can we say that these people are in control of anything? Who's Khaliq? Al-Khaliq, Allah. And what do we fear? Poverty, because they're going to snatch away. They're going to close our bank accounts. They're going to freeze our money. Huh? Who's Allah? Ar-Razzaq, the provider. Allah says, what do you need? Taqullah. You just need to be conscious of Allah. Tawakkal ala Allah. Put your trust in your Allah. Fahuwa hasbu. He is sufficient for you. Where are the believers? Ya salam, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Let me teach you what the sanctity of life meant to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm ending off. There was a lady that came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, inni hamila. I am pregnant. And I'm pregnant, and I became pregnant in a wrongful way. Meaning I committed adultery. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned away from her and said, go away and come back after you give birth. What is the hajj for somebody that commits adultery? To be stoned. Right? You must stone her. Rasulullah said, go. She comes back after 9 months. The Rasulullah looked at her and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm here again. I was the one who gave birth. Now you asked me to wait till the... Rasulullah said, go for 2 years and wean the child. And she went away. And she breastfed the child for 2 years and fed the child for 2 years, and after 2 years she came back. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm here. I've weaned the child for 2 years. My 2 years is done. Rasulullah then asked, who are there among us to take care of this child? And a man came along and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm ready. I will take him in his mind. And then the Prophet said, now you dig a pit in the floor. You throw her in there, and then the hajj will be executed. And then she was stoned. And then there's an incident that took place. I think the Sahabi's name was Khalid. She, you know, blood, when he stoned her, some of the blood spat, gushed onto him, to his body. And he became so upset, he wanted to use violence. He said, you know, this filthy, that's what he thought. This filthy woman's blood is now upon me, and he wanted to become angry. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hey, you relax. You know, that tawbah of that lady is tawbah that was accepted by Allah. She's getting a hajj, yeah. What is waiting for in the akhirah, you don't know. Right? If all of the people that commit sin in this world, if all of their tawbah come together, it would not come close to the tawbah that lady has made. So be careful what you do. She is paying the price in this world, but in the akhirah, there's something great that's waiting for her. What mercy? What mercy Islam teach? What do they want to teach us? We are barbaric. We are what monsters we are, whatever they say. Allahu Akbar, they said this about our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. It means that we are doing something right. Whenever they say something, know that you're on the righteous path. Because they're talking nonsense, man. Allahu Akbar. And then the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a lesson again. And I'm ending off. That hajj could have taken place. That punishment could have taken place while the child was in the belly of the Prophet Alaihi Wasallam. But the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave preference of life. Because there's a life there that's got nothing to do with this whole issue that is happening here, we will first let this whole process take place. Rasulullah allowed her for 9 months. And then he allowed her for her 2 years of weaning. And then first it was asked, if there was nobody at that time, the Prophet would have said, take care until such a time when somebody is able to take care of this child. Ajib. Sanctity of life. Today they take life the way they want, children's lives, elderly lives. They destroy trees, they destroy homes, they destroy everything. But way above that is what? Life. The preservation of life means a lot to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that it is as if you save the entire humankind. So what must we do? We must support the Palestinian cause in every way. I see the brothers is very comfortable with coke. Butas, don't drink coke. Kanalla, don't drink coke. You are supporting the Zionists. We need to cripple them. Look at McDonald's. I'm not going to McDonald's. Don't quote me of going to McDonald's, but they say McDonald's is starting to give so much discounts now because the sales is dropping like crazy. They're losing billions every week. Who is doing this? The little minority that they say. That little minority was us. We are making a dent. And that dent will become bigger. And tomorrow they'll have to close down. Then we'll have Muhammad's. Don't be McDonald's, Muhammad's. No, Wasim's. McDonald's. Wasim sounds nice, no? A Wasim's burger. Allah, that means a handsome burger. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how a handsome burger goes down there. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. May Allah accept that our ummah must grow with businesses like these in order to... What are we going to do? Let our intention today be as brothers and sisters sitting here. We are going to rebuild Gaza. We are going to rebuild Gaza with our blood. We say, Birruh. With our souls, bidam nafdika, we stand with you, O Aqsa. We will be the ones that will fly over here and we will rebuild Gaza. If we can't fly, we'll send money. We'll send whatever you need. But we are going to rebuild Gaza. We are going to rebuild Palestine. It will be Jerusalem again. It will be the Jerusalem of the yesteryear where the Muslims used to be in control. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And Noor and light will emanate from that place again. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Our Huffaz and our Hafidhat. We know how Gaza is. How the children of Gaza are memorizing the Quran. We see thousands of them. They don't have the luxury of us to send them to school, but they have the luxury of their scholars there that sit with their children and they memorize the book of Allah, and that's their pride. Look at the Palestinian students that's here now. The lecturers at UCT can't understand the intelligence of the Palestinians. And they asked them why. They said, there's nothing else that we can do. We dedicate ourselves to the cause of education. They become the best doctors. The best in every profession, mashallah. May Allah increase them and may Allah increase our children. And at the end of, may Allah allow our children, is matric. They're writing the exams now. May Allah Ta'ala allow that they are successful in the examination. And may they choose the profession that Allah chose for them, that they will be successful even in their professions, inshallah Ta'ala. And that profession they will use to earn money which is halal for them, inshallah. And to utilize in such a manner that Allah is pleased with them. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jamaat Muslimin, reminder, we make qunut in the second raka'ah. Firstly for Gaza, but also for the aid and the assistance of everybody that's going through difficulty in life, inshallah. And also for the sick and those who has passed on. And also for our matriculants now who's writing them exams. May Allah Ta'ala increase them in knowledge, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, inshallah. Our Arabic khutbah will be a bit short tonight, today, inshallah. Just in order to gain some time again, bi'idhnillahi, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is there any announcements? Nothing? Nothing came through. Oh, yeah. Bismillah. Oh, Allahu Akbar. Advanced Mu'adhin course starts the 8th of November. Very important. MashaAllah, I saw the first Mu'adhin course. People made adhan. They never thought that they will be so confident. So, here the second course come around. InshaAllah, tell please let us join. Even if you think your voice is not good enough, still come. InshaAllah, tell we'll tune you. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The Gaza demonstration today at 5 p.m., inshallah. Will be here, and then very bad parking by Silver Yaris. Allah, a long time didn't happen, but may Allah forgive. And hopefully this is a mistake, inshallah, on the corner of Eiskriche and Wendy Way. Eiskriche and Wendy Way. Is it here? Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala allow this brother to soften his heart and to go and remove. What is the car? Silver Yaris, inshallah Ta'ala. Silver Yaris. It's creating a bad impression for us once again as Muslims. Inshallah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
It's requested by the brothers at the back that if everybody can, inshallah, just make sure that they put their shoes in our shoe racks, inshallah. There's ample shoe racks that we can utilize because there's some people that needs to make salah as well as the masjid is filling up. And then they need to stand and first remove shoes and all that, inshallah ta'ala. So it will be appreciated if we can be considered, inshallah, by placing our shoes into the shelves, which is just etiquette, inshallah ta'ala. It is the masjid. We don't want it to look like a pigsty, inshallah. So may Allah ma'afu for using that word. It's very harsh. But I think by now, inshallah ta'ala, we should know that it's a sanctified place. It's a place that is highly regarded by Allah ta'ala. And we should take care of our masjid, inshallah ta'ala, by placing our shoes into the racks. Jazakumullah khairan. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المتقون اتقوا الله اتقوا الله اتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا ولقد جاء جاءتهم رسلنا بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمسرفون صدق الله العظيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي فاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله الله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر الذنب. رضي الله تعالى عنهم عن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب، اهزم الأحزاب، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله. أقيم الصلاة.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
حق لا إله إلا الله، سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا يا أتقي رحمكم الله، صلوا صلاة المودع. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا
عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد على ما قضيت ونستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب اهزم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. تمام جماعة، we have a phone that somebody lost. Yeah, inshallah ta'ala, whoever found it easy can just come to the front and explain inshallah ta'ala, and then we will hand it over happily to